James Paxton looks to continue his fine season for the Mariners as they meet the Tigers and Daniel Norris in Motown. In the top of the second, Seattle's offense gets to work.
And the 1-0 pitch. Segura swinging a line shot into left center field for a base hit. Zunino running third. He'll score up, but the ball is Romine. The throw will go into second. Cut off by the shortstop Machado. Gene Segura just continues to hit. Drives in a run with two outs, and the Mariners have a 1-0 lead.
That's it. Well, left field. What a carry and goodbye. Home run, Guillermo Heredia. It's his second of the season. The Mariners have a 3-0 lead here in the second inning. A two-out home run. Comerica Park swinging a miss, and down goes McCann. Swing and a miss. Half a dozen strikeouts for James Paxton. There they go. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Paxton pitches his way out of trouble again. High drive. Left center field. Romine running out of room. Boom. Stick, baby. Home run. Nelson Cruz, a two-run shot. And it's 6-0 Mariners. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball. Here's your double play. Inning over. Sweet. Absolutely sweet. Got a little trouble. Throw a ground ball. Get two. 7-0 Mariners.
Seven scoreless frames with 9 strikeouts for Paxton. Seattle wins 8-0. James Paxton has had scoreless outings in 4 of his 5 starts this season. But the bad news for the M's, both Felix Hernandez and rookie Mitch Haniger land on the 10-day DL. The Mariners get a much-needed win in the wake of some tough injuries to Felix Hernandez and Mitch Haniger. Scott Servais sees another strong outing from James Paxton, and the M's are now 9-13.
No, a really outstanding job. We certainly needed it. Big Maple was what it was nicknamed tonight. So yes, I kind of like that, the tone of that one. So a nice win for a ball club. But offensively, we really kept pressure on them every inning tonight. It was kind of relentless. And, it was great. That's the way it needs to be. So. Awesome outing by Pax, and a lot of big hits tonight. Really good offensive game.
Looks like you got the at-bats that you've been looking for tonight.
Yeah, really, it kind of started last night, even though, you know, the game didn't go our way. You know, the quality of at-bats and grinding at-bats and the number of pitches that we made Norris throw throughout his early part of the game is huge, you know, and everybody's getting a good look at it, feeling really comfortable in the box, and we're starting to click a little bit better offensively.
Segura makes a difference.
a huge difference, yeah. Literally every time he walks up, you think he's going to get a hit. You know, and he believes it. You know, he's got the right mentality for it. And there's so many different pitches he can hit, and you know, just it's nice to have him back.
Ready a bat from Gamble with bases loaded there against the lefty. I mean, his first game call up, he's kind of worked that up bad.
Yeah, no, he hung in there. You know, he was a little jumpy tonight, but when he got with 2 strikes on him, he did calm down a little bit, and he battled and fought, and you know, he worked a count. You know, and big walk. You know, he's had a big walk, but a big point in the game. You know, we're trying to add on there. We couldn't really get that big hit to get us over the hump because we probably even should have scored a few more than we did tonight with the opportunities we had.
You're ready with a nice at-bat there in an important spot in that 2-0.
Yeah, no, Guillermo, you know, starts off with a bunt first, big home run, you know, after that in the second inning. And you know, like I said, from the beginning of spring training, it's been really, really good. He shortened up his swing, and it's been really nice fit for us, and you know, he's gonna get an opportunity to play, and he's taking it and running with it.
What was Paxton doing well?
I think, you know, the command of the fastball was much better than it was previous outing. He had a good cutter going tonight, probably better than his curveball, and worked, you know, both sides of the plate with the fastball. But I thought his tempo was outstanding. You know, he really got the ball and was attacking all night and put them on edge.
Kind of important to come out and have a strong game, just a solid evening after last night?
Oh, no doubt. Last night was very disappointing. Not only did we lose the ball game the way we did, but a couple of our key players are out for a little while, too. So I thought, you know, our pregame, our mood in the clubhouse today was, you know, we just got to focus on today. And that was going to be kind of the goal. And we had a good pitcher going for us. They had a good pitcher going. We did good at bats and grinded out our time of possession. The amount of time we're on offense tonight was awesome. You know, that's a fun game.
James Paxton needs just 103 pitches to complete 7 scoreless frames and strike out 9. Here's the left-hander after improving to 3-0.
I was watching some video and I saw that I was getting on the side of the ball last game, so I wasn't really able to drive the ball in there. So got back on top of it and was able to throw strikes and get the breaking ball over a bit more.
You're kind of cognizant of, you know, with Felix down, you're kind of the guy right now. You're the number two, and you moved up a spot. I mean, does that resonate with you a little bit in terms of responsibility?
I mean, I'm just going to go out there and give it everything I got every time out. You know, I can't really let that get in my mind. It doesn't really matter. You know, it's just I need to go out there and give it everything I have every time I take the ball.
When you talk about finding that kind of thing on film, at what point during the game did you know that you were locked in and that was the biggest difference?
You know, probably a few innings in, you know, I really realized that I was getting top of the ball. I was able to get the pitch in, you know, which was big. Last game it was running back over the middle of the plate, and, you know, being able to drive that pitch in was big for me. We used it a decent amount today.
Did you see any of the reactions of some of the hitters, just the incredulous looks or the oh my goodness faces?
You know, whenever guys do, I kind of turn after strikeouts, you know, I turn around pretty quick, so I don't really look at their faces, their reactions when that happens.
Hey, the second and the fourth, you're able to get a couple guys on, you're able to shut them down, you can dig in those spots.
Yeah, you know, those are big spots. You get guys on base, you know, the one time, might have been both times, less than two outs. It was big to get out of those spots and get our guys back on the bats.
James, what enables you to make that adjustment so quickly this year?
I think I know my delivery better now. You know, last year I was still just kind of getting going with it, and I didn't really know what adjustments to make. But this year, since I'm so comfortable in that delivery, it's easier for me to make adjustments to it.
The Mariners and Tigers lock up once again in Motown on Thursday. Asashi Iwakuma makes the start for the M's.